A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. Many of us may have the mistaken notion that being a mystic is reserved for exceptionally holy persons who perhaps regularly hear voices from heaven or find themselves entranced into states of unconscious ecstasy while at prayer. I believe these few little verses from the Gospel of John help us to dispel these notions. Abide in my love, or remain, or rest in my love. We hear this phrase from Jesus 6 times in the previous verses of chapter 15, and then 3 more times in today's gospel, lest we miss the point. These, I believe, are invitations to mysticism, ordinary union with the divine in our lives. What I believe Jesus is saying here is that we have direct access to the love of God when we rest in the love of Jesus. Resting in Jesus' love is having a mystical experience, and I think it is very, very ordinary. The love that Jesus has been speaking about in these chapters of John's Gospel is agape love, or the love that demands sacrifice. Jesus laid down his life for his friends, something we may not ever be expected to do. But each day, we are called upon to be loving in ways that draw us out of narcissism and self-centered living. It's a way of living that we all want as followers of Jesus, helping people to experience the self-sacrificing love or the self-giving love that Jesus showed us. We can have this life of love, but not by our own doing. God in Jesus gives it to us. All that is required is that we be attentive. Long hours and words are unnecessary. There are time fragments in each of our days, bits of in-between times when we can pay attention and choose silence. Perhaps as we sip our coffee in the morning or wait behind the driving wheel or the steering wheel of our car for the traffic jam to clear, or while we sit and wait to get called into an appointment, or as we lie in bed at night and review the day before falling asleep. We can connect with the divine in our lives. Dan Rather, former CBS anchor in America, once asked Mother Teresa what she said during her prayers. She answered, "I don't say anything. I listen." So Rather then asked the follow-up question, "Well then, what does God say?" To that, Mother Teresa answered, "God doesn't say anything either. God listens, too." That's mysticism. We have this same gift from God. Listening to God, resting in God's love, living selflessly, and promoting self-sacrificing love or self-giving love that Jesus showed us. These are all marks of genuine mysticism.